Sonic Boom!
All right.
I don't wanna be alone tonight, oh no. I don't wanna be alone tonight, oh no. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I need some street cheers in my bougie love.
Welcome to the Free Amorous Podcast, your source for nothing in particular. Hi, my name is Amorous, and I'm a secret fatty. Maybe not. Anyway, if you like that song that just played in the intro, that was Shun out of Kansas City, Missouri. If you're into that stuff, go to myspace.com/Shun, spelled S-S-I-O-N. Totally awesome, in my humble opinion. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Amherst.
So, here we are. It's Valentine's Day weekend, and we just got done eating Ben's Valentine's Day dinner. What'd you make, Ben?
I don't even know what it's called. I got it out of my mom's recipe book.
I believe it was called slow cooker chicken. Very nondescript name for the recipe.
Yeah. I'll say that.
Okay.
And when I got up, I spent some time and chopping veggies, and it took a long time. And I didn't know what mince meant. And so I just chopped up garlic, but we had these giant pieces of garlic, and I found out later mincing means very, very small pieces, and I wish I had a slap chop.
Yeah, he needed some slap chop in his life today.
Because Damn. Trying to cut garlic is a real pain, because there's like 8,000 layers of peel you gotta take off.
Yeah, garlic is a bitch.
Tasted all right, even though still, like, you didn't really notice it. Even though our breath is probably kicking right now.
Yeah, I don't mind yours. You smell like wine. We both smell like wine right now. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, so Valentine's Day weekend. What did you get for Valentine's Day, Ben?
I got a Yellow Man record. What's the name of it?
Oh, gosh. It's got a picture of Yellow Man inside his mother's fetus. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah. Well, it has Morning Ride on it.
Pretty good song.
Give me the morning ride.
You guys want to hear
it? Give me the morning ride.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Give me the morning ride, Yellow Man. It's pretty awesome. Check it out.
Well, this is better than telling the morning ride. What do you think about the morning ride, sir? The morning ride is a very nice ride. And you miss morning ride are the longest ride. Give me the morning ride. Give me the morning ride. Give me the morning ride.
If you can't figure out what this song's about, just listen.
Morning ride.
Step on your side when broke your box. No matter where you run, you're just ABC station. She found Gemini Moon in a Portland. Come on, me take her to the tree for a JBC. I didn't
side fear, but a side arm.
He's got a nice calm voice.
Yeah. Yellow Man is a funny looking character.
He's an albino.
Yeah. So he's a black man, but he's albino. He has a song where he's talking about being an ugly baby. It's on the same album.
Wow.
He's got fire tunes, though, for sure. Smoker type shit.
Nothing wrong with that.
Smoker's anthems. This song's about getting the sex in the morning.
You can say it. I think we have the parental controls.
I like saying it that way.
Sex. Sexy time. So darling. I could chill
to this. Give me the morning ride. Give me the morning ride.
And my partner in Harrisburg, Mass. Is all about this song. He's like, you gotta get the morning ride. And HBG Massive is a my little reggae monthly I'm doing now. So I got two monthlies I'm throwing. Give me the
morning ride. Ben's a busy guy.
Yeah. What, this one's all strictly reggae though, so I couldn't believe she got this album. I was like, no shit, it's got Morning Ride on. And ebreggae.com is where most people go for the reggae. And they didn't have this album on there, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a find.
Yeah, it's a good find.
You're welcome.
Some of them are
yes.
Sweet fade. So yeah, that was Yellow Man, and a nice little segue we had there, audio segue. That was Ben's Valentine's gift from yours truly, Amorous.
Yeah.
And for Valentine's Day, I got a bonsai tree, which I named Salad Fingers.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. If you guys ever heard of Salad Fingers, you know what I'm talking about. If not, Google it. Google it now.
You're not playing Salad Fingers?
No, I'm not playing Salad Fingers. They have to figure it out for themselves. He's really creepy. He reminds me of someone I know, actually.
Mm.
And that's not saying something good.
Did you have the mumblers?
Yeah. Somewhere on there. The mumblers are in my heart.
Well, you might as well talk about them, though.
Yeah. Well, the mumblers...
Who are they?
I travel a lot. I take the bus a lot. My boyfriend lives 2 hours away. All of my very best friends live at least an hour away. I have to travel to see the people I love. It's a fact. So yeah, often in my travels I come across what I'd like to call mumblers. Mostly they're in Pennsylvania. Sure, there are a lot in New York City, but that's New York City. But you go to the Greyhound station in Philadelphia, Mumbler Central. You go to the Greyhound station in Harrisburg, Mumbler City. You go to the bus station, the Mark's Terminal Trailways, whatever nonsense, in Wilkes-Barre, and that is Mumbler Kingdom. They own that shit. They own downtown Wilkes-Barre. The Mumblers. Now, the Mumblers, they're the guys that when you pass them, they're like, boo-ba-da-boo, boo-ba-da-boo, oh lady, oh boo-ba, boo-ba-da-boo, shit, shit, lady, shit. That's pretty much what they are. Like, the creepy guy, kind of looks like a drifter. They could be any ethnicity. They don't discriminate, and they just mumble creepy things at you when you walk past.
What do they say to you?
Well, recently, the one looked at me, he's like, blah, 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 rich lady, blah, 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 which is hilarious. Thought I was a rich lady, me with my hot old Navy purse. What? And it's just, yeah, mumblers.
What else have they said to you?
Oh, my God, all kinds of stuff. Just mumbling, though, mostly, like, the Spanish ones, they go, mommy.
Nah.
They call me mommy. And then
mommy.
This one guy, I walked past him once, and I was wearing like some hideous, like, I am traveling outfit, obviously, and minimal makeup, and he's like, mm-mm, when I walked past him. Like, was he blind?
Oh, is he a mumbler? He's just going, mm-hmm.
That's mumbling. That's mumbling. Total mumbler. Mumbler is any creepazoid that's like, mm-hmm, when you pass them. Usually you can't tell what they're saying, though. And oddly enough, I am in a serious relationship with a mumbling individual. But he is not a mumbler.
He's not. I am a mumbler.
Maybe it will be when you're older. Mm-hmm. You'll hang out at bus stations and be like, bu-ba-da-bu-ba-da-bu. Shit.
Mumbler.
Yeah. Ben mumbles a lot. MC Slur.
Yeah. That's my MC name if I ever decide to rap.
I would be MC Like a lot.
Actually, now that I think about it, me and a friend of mine, we made rap tapes growing up. Our group was called Planet X.
Planet X? Wow.
And he was Dr. Dread, and I was Sergeant Gat. We made like 2 albums. He was actually a really good rapper. He even made a video for his one song. I would take instrumentals from like, and we did it all with tapes too, and we'd record from another stereo, and we'd play the instrumental tape in another one, and we'd rap over top.
Do you still have these tapes anywhere?
No, we lost them.
Oh, man. That would be a gold mine right now.
I was terrible. And, like, once my brother got on and, like, he only did, like, one song, but, like, he had the funniest lines because he's, like, the worst ever at it. He goes, "I'm not black, but I rap." Like, that was his one line. Wow. We always make fun of him.
Nice.
Like, he had all these pauses in between his verses. But I rap.
I would pay money to hear that.
And, like, I was pretty bad, too. Such a cat!
I rapped once at a friend's house. She had one of those, like, toy turntables, and it had a microphone attached to it. You could record yourself. And I went, like, nuts. I was kind of drunk. And I did a lot of, like, Jay-Z imitating. And, like, a lot of Biggie. I kept going, oh, oh. I was pretty bad, but they said it was awesome. It's somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. Allison and Lori, if you're listening.
Josh could have actually been a rapper. Like, yeah. He flowed, man.
I do.
You wouldn't think it, looking at him. But he was like, he's really good.
Yeah?
Don't listen to me.
I would be called
Mumbles.
I'd be called MC.
There's a rapper named Mumbles.
Really?
Yeah. I think he mumbles. I never actually heard him. But
I wanted to make a
Big in the Underground.
I think the idea of a mumbler documentary sounds really good. And for the opening credits, they should have Humble Mumble by Outkast playing. Humble is the mumble in the jungle of shots and screams. That's where the crack crumbles, so I got to rewrite my dreams.
Damn, you're a rapper.
I'm just copying Erykah Badu.
We did all these like little like segment like intro deals.
Like skits?
Skits, yeah. We did a whole bunch of skits, and we had all these sound effects, like chainsaws and stuff. Oh, yeah, where's your...
Yeah, speaking of sound effects...
I don't know where I went.
Oh. Here's one.
Yeah.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker!
Yeah.
Don't do it so close.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker!
Yep. Here's one.
Quit your jibber-jabber! Quit your jibber jabber.
Where's mine really?
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name,
T.
Shut up, fool. Shut up, fool. Don't make me mad. Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
Nice. Yeah.
Tell them the story with Eric and Dan.
Oh, your roommates laughing?
No, they got them.
Oh, yeah. I gave Ben, so it was like Ben's birthday or Valentine's or something, and I gave him Talking Mr. T. And then his roommates, they have like talking like keychains that curse people out in Spanish and one that curses people out in English.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe without having it here.
What is the one, the Spanish one?
The Spanish one sounds like a really, really angry guy. He's like, Eres un maricón. And that means you're... Chinga tu madre. Yeah, chinga tu madre. Shit like that. But the one that was American, he just sounded like, screw you. Kiss my ass. Like, very... He didn't have the passion. You know, us Latins are gregarious and passionate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Humble is the mumble in the jungle of shots and screams. That's the way the crack crumbles, so I got to rewrite my dream. I'm a lot of fun. One thing I've been hot for lately is this thing called yerba mate. It's, I think the brand of iced tea I bought was Herbal Mist. Number one, I've got the biggest boner for iced tea. That sounds really gross. I don't have a boner for it, but I love it. I love it a lot. Love iced tea. And there's one called Herbal Mist Lemon, and it's got the yerba mate in it. I drank that, and it hit me like coffee, but without destroying my belly. And I was up all night. I don't know where that fits in here, but it does. Ben, do you like coffee?
No. Makes me sick.
What caffeine do you like?
Coke. I think we said that before.
Yeah, we've discussed Ben's affinity for the
Although I can't drink Coke because I have acid reflux.
Yeah.
So newsflash. I haven't been drinking Coke.
Good boy.
I've been taking pills instead for my acid reflux.
Gotta get with the iced tea crew. We're awesome. Yeah. And now we've reached the awkward silence part.
And I found out that beer is also make me really... Like, I tried to drink beer the other night, and I just wasn't having it. Like, the acid reflux was like, fuck you. I think it's the real acidic beer, though. Like, I have yet to try...
The pale ales?
I have yet to try, like, dark beer.
How's that wine making you feel tonight?
The wine, and, like, wine and liquor don't affect me. Where's mine at?
I think I'm drinking it. Yes, tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Yellowtail Chardonnay, 2007.
I put it in my dish of whatever that was, chicken...
Magic.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
We got two whole Tupperwares full of it left. Yeah.
If you ever, like, don't want to spend too much time cooking, buy a slow cooker. All you'll do is spend your time chopping. Get a slap chop, too. Make your life easier. Listen to Vince. Trust me. Man knows what he's talking about. Get your slap chop.
It could be a scam. It could be, like, a piece of junk.
Yeah, this is true. But, yeah, the slow cooker is no scam. It's awesome. You just put your stuff to cook. Go away for 8 hours. Go to work. Go whatever you do. Come back. You have food for, like, a week. It's pretty awesome. So, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
What else do I say a lot, Ben? We were talking about that the other day. Things we say a lot.
On the podcast.
On the podcast or in real life. IRL.
That's pretty awesome. Like, it's you do that awesome. All the time.
Pretty awesome.
Bad news bears.
Bad news. No.
That's bad news bears.
Is that your amorous impression?
And I go, I know it's the last podcast, so I've kept going.
He's like a Long Island girl snapping her gum.
No. No. I go a lot.
Yeah.
I tend to steal laughs from my roommates. Or like anyone, any of my friends. Like for the longest time, I would go, because of this kid in elementary school. And then Bill, I go, ah.
These people laughed weird. They're like,
now I kind of go, like my roommate Dan and Eric.
It's like a combination of the both. Yeah.
I adopt whoever's laugh I hang around with.
God, I'm glad you haven't adopted mine.
Yours is like, ah!
Make me laugh and you'll see. No.
No.
Oh. Hey, kid, get off my lawn.
Hey, kid, get off my lawn.
Chummy, come on, buddy, 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 beep, pop.
Chummy, come on, a guinea mini bus driver. Chummy, come on, and...
G.I. Joe. Clearly, we live on YouTube. Like, YouTube's gonna have my babies. Even though I upload my videos to Vimeo. Oh.
I don't even think that was a real reggae song. I'm convinced.
You'll see. You'll see. All right. On
I
to...
never heard it.
All right, guys. We know this person. Let's just call him Chuck. Ben knows him a little better. Chuck's awkward. Not good awkward. Chuck's bad awkward. Like, you feel uncomfortable around him and... you kind of think, like, he might murder someone. He's murder creepy. What would you say about Chuck, Ben?
Pretty much what you said.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's real annoying, and he's single. And he makes no secret of it on his MySpace page. And the guy's already older in age. He's not, like, some 20-something-year-old, like, hey, ladies, you know? He's, like, how old? Like, mid-30s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could use some social coaching, but...
for sure. But I came up with a good idea the other day. Like, sometimes there's annoying girls that, like, nag or, like, flirt with your man or just loud and annoying. And I would like to hire Chuck to be a hit-on man. Not a hitman. I don't want him to kill them, but I want him to hit on them and, like, follow them around till, like, they want to scream. Because that would be really funny. Maybe they'll fall in love.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. You never know. I think I smell a match made in heaven here. I don't know which girl I'm talking about. Could be a whole bunch of them. Sorry, ladies. None of the ones that listen to this, clearly. But yeah, the hit-on man. Super awkward. We know some, like, awkward people that are funny awkward. Like the one guy that...
Andrew.
Yeah. He was helping Ben unload his DJ equipment, because Ben's a DJ, remember? And, he told Ben if he fell down the stairs that he was going to steal his girlfriend. That was awkward, but funny. It'd be different if he was like, I'm going to murder her in the face. I don't know. So yeah, awkward people. I can be awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
You're saying I could be awkward? No. Everyone can. Come on.
I'm pretty awkward.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt to have, you know, some liquid courage. Then I'm like, hey, everyone, ooh, I love you. But otherwise, I can be shy. I'm shy to begin with, like, and especially if I don't get that good vibe from a person, male, female, anything in between, I'm usually closed in, and it takes me a minute or two to open up to them. But once I open up to them, it's done. They're my BFF. As Ben thought, what'd you think BFF meant?
Big fat friends?
No, best female friend. Ben said, does that mean best female friend? That was, yeah, that was hilarious.
That's not what I thought it meant.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Best friend forever.
Oh, yeah. Best female friend is what I thought it was.
Yeah. Best female friend. BFF. So be afraid, Ben, if one of your friends says, you're my BFF.
What about BBW?
That's a big, beautiful woman.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I have something funny to say about that. My friend Cecilia, she used to, like, look at Craigslist to laugh. And the big women refer to themselves as BBW, big, beautiful women. But the big men, they refer to themselves as BHM, big, handsome man. But one guy accidentally put down his creepy personal ad on Craigslist as... BMH, big man handsome, as we thought of it. And we imagined him as this person, like someone who might look like Michael Clark Duncan or Ving Rhames, and he's big man handsome. So it's just funny. I don't know. Big up, big man handsome. So, yeah. Where did you hear BBW, Ben? Is it like on a porn site or something?
I always saw it. I figured it was big busty woman or something.
It's a big beautiful woman.
Oh.
And it's usually like the girl who's shaped like a blobby egg. Not like us normal chicks who have tits and an ass and a shape. I'm being mean now. I just wanted to say tits. Tits, tits, tits. Say it, Ben.
Tits.
Tits. Tits, 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 tits. Big man handsome. Big handsome man.
It's... Jelly rolls.
Yeah. Beet flapjacks.
Yeah.
Got it.
Show us your beet flapjacks. That's what I used to yell at girls driving down the street.
Aw.
It didn't matter if it was a fat girl or a skinny girl.
They all had beet flapjacks.
Yeah, beet flapjacks.
That's funny.
Bill used to yell that shit.
Bill's a funny guy.
Yeah, my buddy Bill's a fucking maniac.
He's got fun animals, too.
Yeah. What's his dog's name?
He's got Happy.
Yeah, Happy.
Who's not very happy.
He's happy and scared of everyone.
Yeah, she's like depressed. And then there's Chomper, who's nuts.
Yeah, Chomper.
She's like a classic terrier, you know. Grr! Don't fuck with me. I have a terrier. They should be called terrors. Grr! They're funny. I just laugh. I can't be like, I'm so scared. Speaking of dogs, recently, and by recently I mean at the beginning of the month, was the Super Bowl. And with the Super Bowl comes the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet, which I made a point of watching at my boyfriend's house. Luckily, he's not a total football, like, nerd or anything, so I was able to watch the Puppy Bowl and see Kitty halftime and the
streaker. It was on before the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, yeah. But it's on, like, back-to-back. Like, they play all day on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently on the Wikipedia site, they said that Puppy Bowl was made to be kind of like the Yule log they play during Christmas. Like, that log and, you know, oh, Christmas music. I can't think of a Christmas song right now. Come all ye faithful. Sing, Ben. Joyful and triumphant.
I don't know the rest.
Oh, come ye
What's
to
your point?
Bethlehem. I'm singing about the Yule log. I don't know. I'm not making much of a
What's
point.
What's that to do with anything?
Puppy Bowl. Weren't you just listening to
what anything? I don't get it, though.
It's something boring for people to watch on TV. Puppy Bowl basically is a bunch of puppies on a field.
What's that to do with a Yule log?
I'm getting at that.
All right. I'm just trying to ask the question here.
I'm answering.
All right.
If you give me a chance.
Go ahead.
I was saying it. Well, Puppy Bowl... Puppy Bowl is kind of pointless. It's just a bunch of puppies on a football field playing with football-shaped stuffies. Some of them fall asleep, some of them bite other puppies, some just sniff their own butts for fun. It's kind of pointless.
I like that part.
It's pointless like the Yule log, which brought me to the Yule log and me singing gay Christmas music. The Yule log is, you know, the log on fire that you just watch on TV while they're blasting...
What is a Yule?
I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about, the log on TV?
I didn't realize... Oh, you mean like the fire? You can
yeah.
like program your fire on your television?
No, they have the actual, on like Channel 13 on PBS, they have a log on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can watch it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's why you were like, oh?
Oh.
Well, no, that makes sense. Yeah. Ben's laughing a lot right now.
Nah.
He's kind of like baby laugh a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Show baby laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you had it already in there.
No. Huh.
Type it
Edit
up.
This out. No. Best baby laugh.
Nah. All right.
Ben is Baby Laugh Lot. Here is Baby Laugh Lot.
Listen to Remco's Baby Laugh a Lot. You're listening to Baby Laugh a Lot. She's the funniest doll you've ever seen. Just push the button and she starts to giggle. Yes, Baby Laugh a Lot by Remco.
That is the most ridiculous commercial.
That is fucking frightening.
Yeah. The baby has got the creepiest laugh.
Yeah, and the creepiest smile on its face. It's kind of like what would happen in a horror film if you're about to get murdered and you're in a room by yourself and then suddenly you see that sitting there and then you get killed.
That was pretty much the basis to all the... Oh, who's that director? He had all the dolls.
I don't know.
Puppets. Fuck. Ah, he'll come to me.
Okay. So, yeah.
Dario
Argento.
Yeah.
Aha! I got it. Awesome.
Arjun.
Ben was stuck like a CD player. That happens to me all the time.
Argentina.
Yeah. That's my aunt's name. Hi, Titi. Like she's listening.
Hey, Titi.
Titi.
Tits.
Tits.
They call her Tits for short.
No. Sicko.
Hey, Tits.
Hey, you circus tits. That's what they call me down at the fair. No.
DT. You need suck on your DT.
We're talking about tits a lot in this podcast, you know. Boobies. Breasticles. Chesticles. I prefer that term. Chesticles. That sounds really gross. Not appealing at all.
You say that a lot, too.
Chesticles or what?
That's really gross.
Gross. What else do I say a lot?
That's really gross. I don't know. Whenever you say it, I'll point it out to you.
Okay. And Ben says, huh?
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm a deaf old man.
Huh?
That'll definitely be me when I'm old. Huh?
Yeah. You'll be yelling. You'll be yelling at kids to get off your lawn.
Oh.
Yeah, that's totally you. Get off my lawn.
You little bunks. Anyway.
All right.
I mean, it was an old guy who lived next to me growing up at Brookwood Street.
Yeah?
He's probably like 90-something years old. And every time we'd like step in his lawn, he'd be like standing at his door. And if he did happen to go in his yard, he'd fucking yell at you.
Oh, God.
Then he became friends with my parents somehow. But like, he was real mean. He was a fucking mean old man.
Sounds like a great guy.
I don't know what the hell he did all day.
So what kind of neighborhood did you live in growing up?
Well, that neighborhood was all right. We had lots of fun there. The neighborhood we had, I lived in before that was all right too, but it was like hardcore white trash neighborhood.
Yeah?
And they had this kid up the street named Rozzy.
Rozzy?
If that's not a hardcore like name for a kid, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, Rozzy.
And he always had a dirty nose.
Ew.
Like, it was always dirt on the end of it.
Ew.
I'd be like, Rozzy, why is there dirt on your nose?
Would he cry?
No, we made this fort in our backyard out of, like, sticks and stuff. It was like a teepee. And we're like, and he's like, hey, God, hey, where's the bathroom? And we're like, oh, there's bathrooms in the fort, man. I don't know why we said that.
Did he piss in your fort?
No, he went and took a shit in our fort.
Oh.
And we went in there, we're like, you took a shit in our fort. We had to, like, wreck it. Because he took a shit. We're like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, you said the bathroom. He was like an idiot.
Sounds like he lives
in
quite
a town.
We can't
go in the fort now. Yeah. You said the bathroom was in there.
My God.
We didn't think he'd shit in our fort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go home and shit, you little piece of Then there was a girl named Tammy who was like, I think she flunked kindergarten like 3 times or something. She was a moron. She was real dirty too.
Oh no.
And then Michael Smith, he's like this hellion kid, and like we'd always get in fights and shit.
Aww.
And like the typical like kid fights where you just name call each other for like an hour straight.
Wow, that's a lot of names.
Yeah.
Jerk!
And he was the one who, like, taught me all the bad words I ever learned.
Aw, so that's why you know fucker right now, or?
Yeah, because of him.
It's all him.
I remember he's talking about, I know where babies come from. Like, he's like,
yeah.
Like, before even, like, kindergarten.
Oh, no.
It's like, probably like watching pornos with his parents or something. Like, I don't know. They were really, that whole family was like a bike. They were like this biker family, and they had these giant parties like at 4 in the morning, and all these bikers would roll over there, and it was like the scariest shit. And they were like the scariest looking dudes you ever seen in your life. And like my parents like decided they had enough of this shit, and we moved.
Wow.
Because like, oh, no, one day I did something. I was kind of an asshole kid, and I like beat up the one kid down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then his dad came over. Like, the biker dad, who's like the scariest dude you ever seen, he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you if you touch him again. Like,
no.
He was like ready to fucking rip my head off. I was really scared.
Aww.
And then, oh yeah, what the kicker was when we had, remember the sticker book craze?
Mm-hmm.
We had this giant sticker book. And Mike, the guy we got in fights all the time, stole my sticker book and ripped out all the stickers.
Oh no. That's really sad.
And that was the kicker to get my parents to finally move.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything as traumatizing as a sticker book when I was younger. I mean, I grew up as a brown girl in a predominantly white neighborhood before it was cool to be brown. I remember the days before it was cool to be brown. That sounds terribly racist, but it's not. It's true. Like, people would be extremely racist towards me, and I took it with a grain of salt. I even remember, like, some guinea kid. Not guinea. Oh, God, that's horrible.
Who's the racist now?
Yeah. This Guido kid, you know, like, hey, I don't even know if he was Italian, you know? He, like, called me all these names, so I flipped him the bird, and I made him cry in sixth grade. It's like, don't fuck with me. Like, even nice people like me can take so much. Even when you're little and 11. I had just started, you know, becoming a woman, and women don't take no shit, man. So, yeah. But other than that, it was pretty cool. I had some awesome friends. I didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't popular, to say the least. But, yeah, there were some characters on my block. The neighbor's kids, they were these creepos. These younger kids, but they would, like, stare into my yard. Because we had a pool, they had a pool, and one time I caught them in my backyard putting their hands inside my pool, and they're like, we're looking for our cat!
Nah.
Motherfucker, there's no cat in the pool.
Why are they sticking their hands in the pool?
I don't know, they were like little, like little spies, I guess. They were just jealous because we were always having fun and playing music and blasting the Enya and swimming around, you know?
Enya?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I was a cool kid.
Yes. Totally. Blasting it from dad's stereo system.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Blue, oh. I don't know. It's a horrible Enya imitation. But yeah, I remember once I heard the kid fighting with his dad. I think the kid's name was Michael. Yeah. And he was
That's an asshole's name, Michael, apparently.
Apparently. The kid was fighting with his dad and like, the dad punished him like, you're grounded. And he's like, this is the worst day of my life. And then dad goes, no, the worst day is when someone dies. And I thought it was so funny. Like, I was dying. Like, oh my God. Hilarious. And the kid was like, God! And stomped upstairs. Then when I had a really cool Sweet 16 party and like bands played and shit, he was staring through the, I don't know, the picket fence at my party, and one of my friends chased him down the street screaming, I'm so cool! It was funny.
What?
Yeah. It's weird, weird, weird. And then I moved. I went to college. I just surpassed my whole childhood.
Next.
Cannon drill! Thrust kick!
Nip tuck.
Yeah. So today's Sunday, and there's not much on TV I want to see tonight, but
I always think all your shows are on Sundays.
Yeah, for some reason. Well, Bret Michaels is on tonight, but I try to watch that while I'm not hanging out with Ben, because he will shit talk it the entire time. I like watching it because it's nonsense, and Bret Michaels is so gross. Disgusting. And it's just hilarious to me. But otherwise, most of my shows are during the week. I like The Office and 30 Rock and Whatever Martha, Clean House, Clean Sweep. Pretty much that's it. Also, another one I'm into is Nip Tuck, which
cut and paste.
Yeah, Ben.
She asked me, or I was asking, what's that show? Cut and paste?
Yeah, instead of Nip Tuck, which is about like...
No, Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Kind of similar, you know?
I guess, but cut and paste sounds like it'd be a show about crafters, which well, I would be totally
they're into. Cutting parts. They do. They cut parts off their ass and put it on their face sometimes, don't they?
I guess, but they're not pasting.
Cut and paste.
No.
It's basically.
They're nipping and tucking. Cut and paste is like a show about someone making a collage, which I would totally watch.
Cut and paste.
Cut and paste. Nip and tuck. I used to call my dogs Nip and Tuck. Because I used to watch Nip and Tuck on DVD with my dogs. And they're both neutered, so I was like, this is funny, let's call them Nip and Tuck. That's really mean. My poor dogs. I love them.
What about Hot Dog and Jumbo?
Yeah, that's their other name. Hot Dog and Jumbo.
Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen tonight in order to bring you the next television event. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Hot Dog and Jumbo.
That was a real show, apparently, back in like the 40s or 50s.
I would love to see Hot Dog and Jumbo, BTW.
If I ever have dogs, I'm gonna name them Hot Dog and Jumbo. For sure.
That would be great. Yeah.
Maybe I'll name my kids Hot Dog and Jumbo.
Speaking of TV, there's a few TV shows that Ben and I can agree that are pure shit. Other people seem to love them.
Well, they're on TV. Somebody's fucking watching.
Yeah. And the two shows that I'm talking about are Family Guy and Scrubs.
Ugh.
I can't stand Family Guy. Like,
I'm
used
to
think... I'm
not sure which is worse. So.
Yeah. I used to think it was sort of funny, but now it's like all... Oh, PETA. Ha-ha, Lois. I'm Stewie, the baby. Like, it's just... Oh, no. Go away. Yeah. Give me Futurama. Any day. Any day.
The jokes are not funny at
no,
all.
No, no. They're like... They're random, but not like fun random. I know we're random, but we're not... Ha ha ha, you know. Giggity giggity. Like, I'm sorry, everyone listening. I'm sure they're gonna, like, flame us, because everyone loves Family Guy. Sorry. I don't care for it. Nothing against you if you like it. More power to you. You can like whatever you want.
No,
like,
I don't like you if you don't like...
I like some it. Shitty shows. I watch Bret Michaels, Rock of Love. So
terrible.
His theme song, please let me introduce myself. I'm gonna get you off like there's no one else. He's disgusting.
How's
ugh. Yeah.
And the you other should be living in a trailer park somewhere, like
I would have to agree
his
with
music's
that
fucking all like no one who the hell is listening to it?
Apparently a few people.
Like all right, he's got, like, these hot porno actress-looking girls on there. But, like, they're not... They don't like his music. They want to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And be famous. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about Bret Michaels. Even the one girl... And... Because I end up watching it because you're watching it. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, half watching it. And the one girl's, like, talking shit about him, like, yeah. On the cell phone to her, like, her boyfriend or yeah. Something. Who's just not supposed to have a boyfriend mm-hmm. on the show, apparently. It's like...
Yeah, Brett
like,
totally...
He's got earplugs and he's ugly, like... Yet you're, like, trying to get him as, like, a boyfriend, I mean...
And he totally freaked out. He's like, you're Torrance here. Get the fuck out. It was funny. So, yeah. We digress. The other show we were talking about is Scrubs.
Ugh.
Oh, Zach Braff. What are we going to do with you, Zach Braff?
Well, it's cool to hate Zach Braff.
Yeah. Maybe
I'm like, one of those haters.
Yeah.
Actually, I have Garden State, though.
Yeah, Garden State wasn't bad, but if he weren't in it, if it were, like, I don't know, Jude Law?
He does not really a comedy guy, is he?
No. He could be. But Zach Braff, no. No.
Who's that Jewish kid who's in all the movies?
Jewish kid Seth Rogen, the chubby guy from like Superbad.
No, who's in the Tenenbaums and all that?
Jason Schwartzman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone like him.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, Jason Schwartzman is awesome. But yeah, Zach Braff and Scrubs in general with their dumb, like,
Their humor is retarded,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, no. Not a fan of Scrubs. Never have been. Again, if you are a fan of Scrubs, I like Bret Michaels' show.
Zach Braff, he thinks he's so cool, but he's not really, you know.
He ruins music for people sometimes. Yeah. Like, I'll think a band is really cool, and then he goes and puts it in his movie, and, like, all these lame people.
Well, he uses music in his movies as, like, emotion.
Well, a lot of instead people do of, that.
But it's like he only relies on music. Oh, he doesn't really do anything with this. If the music wasn't in the scene, the scene would be shit.
This is true. Oh, Zach Braff. Zach Braff, Zach Braff. He went out with Mandy Moore.
Nice.
Yeah. I think she was on Scrubs, too, of course. He's like, please, my show needs help. One movie we saw recently.
Not very good reviewers.
No. No.
It sucks. Yeah.
Here's one thing we did like. Recently we saw Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
Yes, I rather loved that film to bits and pieces. Dev Patel and Frida Pinto. Excellent jobs. Excellent.
He looks like your brother.
Yeah. So I'm partial. I don't want to give my brother a bad review. Yeah, it was an excellent film. I cried. I laughed. I didn't go to the bathroom. That's the true telling if a movie is good or not. If it's like bathroom, you know, hold your urine worthy. I don't know if that's what I'm trying to get out here, you know. But yeah, I did not go to the bathroom during that. I watched the whole thing. Go see Slumdog Millionaire. It's going to take the Oscars, I'm telling you. It's going to take them.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it. Okay, so there's this band I like called Coco Rosie, and they have a song called Japan, which I would like to play for you right now. Are you ready? Yes, you are. Intro's a little...
Get on with it. Bunch of old people. She sounds like an old woman to me. I can't get over it.
Hey, sonny. Hey, yo, leopards.
There's like people and rascals running around. The official video?
No.
I was gonna say. What the hell are they saying in the background?
this a political song?
I think so.
What's that to do with Jamaica and Japan?
I don't know.
All of a sudden they throw in this political element to the song.
I'm not mad at them.
I'm just saying. He's such an old woman.
And now it goes into this weird opera segment of the song.
What is she? What kind of music is this? Folk?
Freak folk.
Is that a genre?
Yes, it is.
Who else is in freak folk?
The Vendor Bernhard, Joanna Newsom. Some may say Animal Collective is part of the freak folk.
Not anymore.
No. I'm just going by what they say on Last FM.
Is this them singing?
Yeah, I think that's the one sister. One of them is classically trained in opera. Coco Rosie has two sisters, Bianca and Sierra Cassidy. And this is their band. If you want to know more about them, Google, Google, Google.
But they look like hip-hop kids. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, they were like baseball hats and baggy clothes.
I thought they'd look like dirty hippies. Like dreadlocks and shit. Like homemade dresses and stuff.
The opera's really pretty. But it's not gonna last long. The video for this is ridiculous. If you look it up on YouTube.
What the fuck is that supposed to be? Why is that in there?
I don't know. Roller coaster, it looks, whips, and throws you over. Board your ship that's going nowhere. If you stop, you'll end up somewhere. Everybody
this
wants
song's
to go
awesome.
To Everybody wants to
I'm
go
really
to
liking
Japan.
This song.
Me too. Who wants to go to Japan? Everybody just hold hands.
Everybody just hold hands.
I think I'm becoming
Everybody
a fan.
Just hold hands. Everybody just hold hands.
Yay. Yay. Coco Rosie, folks.
What's the song that the Joe Nice has a dub plate of?
That is The Book of Ride On by Joanna Newsom.
How's that one go?
Would you like to hear it? I'm not going to sing.
Yeah, are you looking up the original? Yeah. Do you think they have a video?
Maybe. They have the original. I don't see the dub plate.
Yeah, I doubt that. I don't know who does it either. Somebody remixed this song into a dubstep track.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The original is by Joanna Newsom, and the song is called The Book of Ride On.
Wait, is this the same artist?
Yeah.
Is this the last one?
No, this is a different artist.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They just have similar voices.
They all sound like freaking elves or old people and shit. Do they all have to sound strange in folk art?
No.
Or folk?
No.
Whatever it is, freak folk?
We should shine a light on.
Yeah. Dude, it's the same chick.
No, it's not.
Do they all sound like this?
No.
Is this their freak folk thing?
No.
Everyone has to sound like elves? Or...
No.
We should shine a light on.
I'm just waiting for the bass drop.
There is no bass drop.
I killed my dinner.
This part isn't in the song. I guess it is. Is it?
Taste the body shallow. Work is the work that I do.
What the hell is she holding?
Her harp. She's a harpist.
Sit at my table, my fighting thing.
Is she Icelandic?
I think so.
They all have very high voices in Iceland, don't they?
And you don't
There's some that have very deep voices.
Just the ones that come out as singers are all real high voices.
My brother and I were talking about this the other day, how everyone thinks sounds that like a female with a high-pitched voice sounds like Bjork. Not the case. Totally different.
She even looks like an elf.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
All she needs is freaking ears.
She kind of has them.
Then there's the elf dog in the background.
Elf dog.
What? Dude. Elf. Iceland's just filled with like elves and fucking fairies. Shit.
No.
Don't they believe... Do you ever see that? There's like 65% of like Icelandic people believe in fairies.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Something like that. They're just looking at each other and be like, he's a fairy. He's an elf. There's like ogres and shit.
Now you sound like Gollum. Oh, precious.
Maybe I got the number wrong, but it was some high percentage. You're cheating. You can't hold it. I have one of them hand strengthener things.
Yeah, we're strengthening our hands while we listen to Joanna Newsom.
She can only do three, but she's cheating, pushing it on her leg. And we should shine a light. My right hand is stronger than my left.
He's a thigh master. Ooh.
Really? Is that hard? I think they speed it up in the dub plate.
Yeah, they do. Right on, it was right on.
It's amazing.
So, yeah.
Spy round arrow, cannon spy!
I could keep going all night.
Next.
I'm sicky. Well, that was some of my music, and I'm known for my good music tastes, which can also be deciphered as extremely shitty music taste.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But I don't apologize. Like, some people think my music taste is completely awesome, and some are like, wow, that sucks.
Sometimes I like her stuff. Other times I'm like... It's fucking terrible.
WTF, that's what he says. Yeah. I like some weird stuff, but I also like some, like, totally pop stuff, like Lady Gaga, she's awesome, and Lily Allen, Julio Iglesias.
He's pop?
Hell yeah.
I mean, call him pop.
Pop from the 70s.
He had hits on the Billboard top.
Oh, don't ask me that, I don't know.
Because that would be pop.
Yeah. ABBA. I like ABBA. The Bee Gees. Love me some Brothers Gibb.
I like that shit.
You like that shit?
Yeah. I had a Bee Gees Greatest Hits album.
Oh, man.
On tape.
Bee Gees. Hot.
ABBA was
not
great.
Not them. Their music.
My mom had an ABBA album. She used to play it, and I remember loving it.
Yeah.
Growing up. Because they had really good harmonizing.
Yeah.
And I'm all about harmonizing. People don't do it enough.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
What's next on the list?
Tiger uppercut!
Well, earlier today we were talking about music from back in the day, and apparently Ben has never heard of 100% Pure Love by Crystal Waters. So we're going to conclude today's broadcast with the aforementioned song. I'd like to give a shout out to Nima, Joey, John Carling, who is not, in fact, George Carlin, Progressive Gallery, Studio 2728, everyone who's listening, silent listeners.
Big up the silent listeners and the downloaders.
Yes. And last but not least, Salad Fingers.
As Bun Zero would say.
I know you're out there, Salad Fingers. Peace. See you next time, babies. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good night.
Percent.
pure love.
Zip it.